There we go. What's up, Tim?
Chillin', man. What's good with you?
What's happening, man? Welcome back.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, man. Sports and Stuff Radio. We back. It's been a little minute, man. Host with the most, Cool B, Be Cool, because it's never that serious. I got my man Tim in the building. Hopefully we get Miami Will and Hood in the mix, too. We'll get it on. But, yeah, Tim, man, how was the trip? How was the trip, man? Tell everybody.
Man, it was crazy, man. So we started out in Barcelona, you know, chilled there for a couple of days, hopped on a boat, Pisa, Italy, Rome, Italy, Livorno, the Colosseum.
Yeah.
Know, went to see that. Was in there, walking around that thing.
Yeah, we was dream teaming it.
The Vatican.
Wow.
Yeah, all types of mine. It was cool, man. Great experience, man. Go all the way over there, man. Chill, see what's going on. But
all you guys listen out there, if you ever get a chance to go to Rome, Italy, the whole shit that Tim just described to y'all, man. Take a chance, man. One life. YOLO.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we back. It's been a whole lot. We ain't talked in a while, man. It's been a whole lot going on in the sports world, the NBA world. We sitting here. We gonna talk. Get to talking about these playoffs, and the matchups.
Yeah, well, we got the Final Four, man.
We got the Final Four in the NBA Finals 2018. We got the Golden State Warriors, the Houston Rockets, Cleveland. I'm not even gonna call them Cleveland. I'm calling them LeBron and Boston.
Hey, but the four, they are who we thought they were, though. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I saw Stephen A. on TV today. He said he's calling LeBron lucky.
Yeah. Oh, it is some luck to that. No Kyrie or Gordon Hayward. Come on. Even one of them. Oh, hey, for real. If they had them, I would say LeBron and them are done. No shot.
Yeah.
With Kyrie ain't going anywhere. Yeah, no shot. LeBron, it doesn't matter. But being that they don't have even one of them, LeBron has a shot.
Yeah, I mean, surprised me. I'll be honest. I didn't think they was going to get this far.
Who, Cleveland? Or no, Boston?
I said Boston.
Oh, man.
I didn't think they was going to get this far from jump. I just know Cleveland and Boston be lucky, should be very grateful that they didn't play the Wizards.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, the Wizards ain't. Dog, they lost to Toronto, man. You saw what LeBron and them just did to Toronto.
I think it was a bad matchup for the Wizards.
Is it? For Toronto?
Yep. What's up, Hood? What's up, Hood?
What's going on, man?
Got Jay Hood in the building. Tim in the building. All right, we got a big three. Hopefully we'll join in soon, but we was talking about the NBA playoffs. We just started Sports and Stuff Radio. Catch us on Twitter, catch us on IG, all that stuff. Support Black business. But anyway, we're talking about the matchups, and you know we got Cleveland. You didn't hear it, but we got Cleveland, Boston, Golden State, mm-hmm. Rockets. You know, and we were talking about like I was telling Tim, man, they said Stephen A. was saying that LeBron got very lucky. He should be, you know, he's lucky he's back in the about to be back in the finals if they beat Boston. So, what you think, man? What you think about LeBron and the matchups and how he got there and everything?
He said lucky? Well, how he got lucky?
I'm saying he lucky because there's no Kyrie and no Gordon Hayward.
Okay.
I would think they would have them. You know,
okay.
If they had them too, you know, based on how the teams are built. I mean, LeBron, they've been carrying them, but come on, man.
Yeah, it would be rough. I mean, if anybody could do it, it would be him. I can ride with him getting lucky. I can ride with that. I do think that Cleveland is going to beat Boston, though. Personally.
I agree.
I mean, they should beat
Yeah, I think Cleveland's going to beat Boston. It's not going to be easy, but I think LeBron's going to carry it. And I think Tatum is going to get a rude awakening.
LeBron's going. He's going to teach him.
Oh, what? LeBron's going to check him? LeBron's not going to check him. Is he going
to? He should be.
Yeah, he should be. And even more so, I mean, Tatum on defense. Coming out of Duke, I felt like Tatum was more ahead offensively than it looked like people was giving him credit for. He got an all-around offensive game. But his defense is a little lacking. And then for him to have to defend LeBron, really the only way that Boston can win the series is if Tatum tires LeBron out, because Tatum is going at him on the offense and LeBron is having to play defense a lot.
Hey, but you know what I was thinking about that? Yeah, they're going to throw multiple people at him. Okay, Tatum. Man, they might throw Smart at him. They're going to throw Morris at him. They're going to throw Horford at him. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was
that's what I was going to piggyback on with Tim. I was going to say the edge coaching-wise goes to Boston. Because Stevens is like, he damn near coach of the year this year.
They said he didn't get one vote.
Yeah, I mean, he comes up with great, 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 great defensive schemes. I don't know how well it's going to work versus LeBron, but I know, put it like this, it's not going to be easy for Cleveland. Cleveland ain't going to just walk over Boston.
No, they're not. And Boston's probably going to end up doubling him at points more than Toronto was. Because that game three, there's no reason that LeBron shouldn't have got doubled when he hit that bank shot. He might have hit it anyway. You know what I mean? The double might not have been able to get there in time. It might have came from the top, you know, with him going to the left, but he should have definitely been doubled. There's no question about that.
Yeah. You make LeBron pass the ball, give it up, or a tough shot.
But there is
no guard LeBron one-on-one. Yeah, I think so. I think he got Toronto's whole heart, just him.
Lowry might mind do something in there, but, hey, man, it's like DeRozan can't do nothing. Like, he just slum up.
I thought Toronto was one of the worst number one seeds I've ever seen.
Agreed.
Well, agreed. Boston was a bad one last year, too, though. You know what I mean? With Isaiah leading the charge.
Mm.
They were more, put it like this, I had more confidence in the Boston team last year than I did in Toronto this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I get that one, though.
Absolutely. I was like, man, they at least going to give some teams some go. Like, Toronto... I mean, like I said, man, the Wizards, man, they should be ashamed of themselves for losing to them motherfuckers, man. It was a bad matchup, though. It was a bad matchup. We were talking about earlier, Tim. I just think it was a bad matchup for the Wizards. But if the Wizards would have played Cleveland or Boston, I think they could have a chance of beating either one of them.
Oh, beating Cleveland?
Yes. Yes.
Nah. Come on.
Yes.
That was the best matchup you was going to see. Toronto. That was the favorable matchup. How is that unfavorable for y'all? How?
I just think the Wizards match up better with Cleveland. So Tim, who you got? Cleveland or Boston?
I mean, it's hard to bet against LeBron. It's hard to go against LeBron, but for real, I mean. Yeah, I want to see the C's do it. And I'm saying, I'm thinking he going to throw all them at LeBron. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I mean, he is a good coach. But, I mean, really, you kind of got to go with LeBron, man. I can't.
Yeah.
Against the Young Bucks. I mean, Horford is the veteran. But, nah, man. Against them youngins, man. LeBron, he going to find a way. And for real, Bama's ain't giving Love credit. Love, Jack, he balling with him too, man. He is the Robin, man, on the low. You know what I mean?
He'll have his off games, though. People are sleeping on Love, though. In the beginning of the year, he was averaging 20-10 until he got hurt.
True.
No.
Out of a seven game series, he's gonna give you four good games, maybe five.
And he might slump somebody. Oh yeah, okay. He slumped Younger. Oh man. Hey, that's the first thing I seen when I got back, man. They were talking about some elbow. Hold up. Let me check this out. Slump. Slump DeRozan.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying? For real, yeah. Hey, that was a game changer, man. Don't nobody want to go in there and struggle for a rebound with him. For real.
I mean,
he sent the message to the star,
man. He got him.
Yeah,
you know, another player that was kind of unsung on the low was Tristan Thompson. He played kind of big in the series, certain games too. I give him some credit.
He did. I peeped that.
Late in the series, because
late in the series, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, most hated man
at first.
Yeah. But next, let's jump real quick. Let's go to the Golden State and Rockets, man.
Please tell me y'all got those pictures I sent.
Yeah, I got them. Hey,
okay.
That's one thing I can't. Hey, yeah, I used to like Harden, man, but yeah, I can't deal with the flop, and he has mastered the art, man.
I'm not a fan.
They call it every time, man. Basketball, man, it's fluke on that, man. But
yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
You know, but I don't think that's gonna work against Golden State, though. For real.
Go ahead.
I've been saying that I think Houston was gonna win it this year. I'm actually now hoping that Houston beats Golden State. Because I think LeBron would beat Houston.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. I know I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but he got a better chance against Houston than he does against Golden State.
Nah, I feel you're absolutely right on that. Because the whole time then, like, man, Houston, you don't know what they're going to do. So, allegedly, James Harden was sick the other day that CP went off. Mm-hmm. The last game, they said he was sick. You know, you don't know what he's going to do. He might show up. I mean, you know, but one or the other probably show up, but still, you gonna need both of them and then some. You know,
what I got. I was gonna say, man, that's 2 vs. 5.
Yeah, against Golden State, Capella guy go with, man. They need the ball, all the man. And I don't know what they have.
Every game, though. Every game.
Yeah.
Nobody can have an off game, like ever, because Golden State's not playing. Like they in full force. They got Steph back. You know, like I said, I think I said earlier on one of our shows, I was like, man, you know, I think this is all strategy, how they all was getting hurt. And remember they was all getting hurt at the end of the year, just sitting out games and all that other stuff?
Yeah.
Now it's like they ready. So, you know, they got a full team. They even got little Quinn Cook coming off the bench playing good.
Look, I never got Golden State. So I'm going to say that right now. I'm never going to have them. Like, I'm never going to have Boston, so we can rob with that.
What you mean? You mean never going to cheer? Not cheer for them, but just pick them to win?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to pick Golden State. I don't think – I feel sorry for CP3, too, man, because he's playing his heart out there.
40 and 10. Didn't they say first ever without an assist? I mean, without a turnover?
Oh, he didn't have any turnovers either?
He had no turnovers. I swear they said that was the first time ever. Somebody 40 and 10.
With no
turnovers.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Only thing I can say about that, congrats to him, but Steph is the Chris Paul killer. He's been known to do Chris Paul there every time, so it's gonna be tough. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be a good matchup. You know what I mean?
I think Houston got the firepower to deal with him, man. I believe they might not have the star power.
Right.
Bottom, you know, when you coming off the bench with Eric Gordon,
Reza,
they got Joe Johnson sitting back there.
Oh yeah, they do.
We ain't seen him lately.
They got Joe Johnson on the low sitting back there. You know what I mean? Like you could throw him in the post. Whoever's guarding him, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a 2 or 3, he's probably going to be bigger than them. You know what I'm saying? Slow it down a little bit. They got some options that they can come with, man.
Yeah. So you say you pick Houston?
Yeah, I always had Houston. You know what I mean? I've always been saying that Houston was going to win the championship this year.
Okay. All right, Tim, you picking?
We talking about for the championship, but we talking about the West.
I mean, just Houston versus Golden State.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go with Golden State. I don't think they got enough. You know, I did. But yeah, I can't say they got enough. You know, it's just CP. Well, they say CP, Harden, and Capella, they are 50-5. But
wow.
Time,
wow.
Really? Yeah, they said that's their record this year, 50-5 with them three. But the whole time, I just don't think they got enough. Them three are not enough. Draymond Green. Well,
matchups. Let's holler out the matchups really quick. The matchups. Let's go. You know, win or lose. Who's gonna win? Who's gonna lose? Okay. CP3 versus Steph. Who you got winning? Who you got losing?
That's a toss up.
It's gonna be certain days. I'm gonna do certain things. But I think overall, I gotta get Steph, man.
Steph gets the edge.
So Steph is gonna outscore him.
Yeah.
But he plays no defense. You know what I mean? So even if Chris Paul don't score, he might be not making the assist, but he might be making the pass that leads to the pass. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Yeah.
We'll see. Players who I call that one a toss up. That's probably the only one that's a toss up.
All right, the second one. Harden. I'm assuming Clay's gonna check him. So Harden versus Clay. Offensively, Harden's going to win. You know that. He's going to take more shots. Defensively, defensively, Clay got the edge. And, you know, Clay is so valuable to Golden State because he's going to make Harden work on defense because he runs. They're going to run him off picks for threes, and Harden don't play no defense anyway. So, I don't know how that's going to work out, but edge-wise, I get an edge to Harden, you know what I mean? Because buckets, you got to get buckets out here. So, what y'all think?
I give it to Harden.
Yeah, of course Harden get it. But, I mean...
But as a for a team aspect, though, Clay will get the edge for as a team aspect.
That's what I'm about to say. It's a team game, man. I mean, individual matches, Matches get top 50, and you lose.
Yeah.
But Harden can still get 15, 17 assists, though.
True.
He can. Him and Capella, they hook up.
Let's not discount, you know, even though I hate it when I see it, but the refs are letting them get away with it, so it's part of the game. You know what I mean? Dude draws fouls at an extraordinary rate, so who's he going to get in foul trouble tonight? Is he gonna get in foul trouble with the quickness? And that's just not. And he's just killing.
Yeah, that's why I'm not. That's why, man, I respect Harden, but I'm not a fan of that nigga, man. Cause that flopping shit is. I mean, it works. It works, but it's just he too big to be doing that. You know what I mean? Like the what do they call it? The rip through move when he rips through and takes a three. And come on, man! All right, I mean it's clever. You know what I mean? But god damn!
Hey, until they change the rules.
Yeah. Like I said, it works.
I'm really not a fan because he plays no defense. That's why I don't rock with him like that. But what he does on the offensive end, man.
Sidney Dean.
That's something else, man.
Hey.
So what I'm saying is I even give him the advantage, team advantage, not just the one-on-one advantage, because he's getting people in foul trouble. You know what I mean?
I don't know the number
of fouls he draws per game, but I'm sure he's drawing at least 10 fouls a game. I mean, we can check and even if he's not going to the line every time, you having to waste fouls on him. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to continue this conversation, man. We got to take a break. The clock running out on us, man. We're going to be right back at y'all in a minute, man. Sports and stuff. Me, Hood, Tim, trying to get Will on here. I don't know where he at. Monty said he wanted to get on either, but I might hit him up anyway. But give us like
– Mon over in Germany, so it's 4 o'clock in the morning over there.
All right, he over there breath stinking. So we're going to be right back at y'all. Give us like a minute or two, man. Sports and stuff. We coming right back. Peace.
Yo.
We're back. sports and stuff radio, man. Cool BB, cool, because it's never that serious, man. I got my man Hood in the building. Hopefully Tim will be here in a second, and we can get it on, man. So what's up, Hood? What's been up, man? Everything?
Same old, you know. It's hot.
Now, for y'all that don't know, man, Hood is down south. He's in Florida, Orlando to be specific. One of the most beautiful places on in America to me. But like you said, also one of the most hot and humid every day. So, gift and a curse, I guess.
Can't complain, though.
Nah, you really can't. You really
summertime
can't.
All the time.
Shit, man. Like I'm loving. Well, like this, I would love that because I'm tired. I'm an East Coast dude, but I'm just tired of the winter. You know what I mean?
Winter, I just don't want to shovel.
Yeah, I'm not with the snow. Like as soon as it drops below, like you know, like 45, you know, 55, 45, man, I'm like fuck. So I ain't with it. But anyway, last time we was on here, we was talking about the Golden State Rockets matchup. I mean, it's going to be probably the most watched series out of all the playoffs because, I mean, if Golden State and Cleveland end up playing, I mean, it's going to get watched, but, I mean, it's not going to be that much of a competition to me. It's going to be kind of like last year if they end up playing each other. So,
yeah, whoever comes out the West is going to be the favorite in the championship.
Right. And, I mean, they're most likely to win, in my opinion, unless something crazy happens. I think if Houston played Cleveland, I think they'd just beat them. I think it wouldn't even be shit. I think Houston would just win the championship.
Cleveland got a tough road either way.
Yeah, they got a tough road, but anyway. We were talking about the series and the matchups. I think last we were talking about Clay and Harden. Who will win, who will lose. And I think general consensus pick Harden, right? Did we?
Yeah.
Who's at the three? The three matchup is Durant versus Ariza, I'm guessing.
Is it Ariza or is it Tucker?
I think Tucker's off the bench. I guess they're interchangeable, Ariza and Tucker. But, you know, offensively, we already know, you know, KD's going – he's going to own that. But
– either way.
Yeah, he's going to own that. But Ariza's a savvy veteran. And he's been around for a while. So, you know, I'm sure he's going to make it tough. It's not going to be easy for KD just to get buckets. So if Ariza combined with PJ Tucker can you know, make KD have a bad shooting percentage or something like that, then you know that might help you. That would help Houston out a lot. I'll say that.
I agree.
What you think?
No, I definitely agree. I like both of them. I mean, they're role players. Obviously, they're nowhere near what KD is. But they know their role and they play their role. Houston keep that ball moving. Both of them can hit threes. The two of them, as far as point scoring, KD will probably outscore them together, but it'll probably be close.
I think if they can combine to score 20 points between the two of them every game, that's pretty respectable, right? Best, you know, maybe 25.
I think they might average more than that.
Because Ariza's gonna give you like 12, 13, maybe more every game, something like that. But I think his biggest thing is defense. Could be wrong, but yeah. But the matchup wise, I'm gonna get an edge to KD just because. Yeah. I mean, it's KD. You know, he's not gonna be stopped. I don't think nobody. I don't think I've seen one motherfucker ever to just stop him.
Nah. You only hope to contain him.
Like, I seen the game last week when they played the Pelicans, man. He looked Anthony Davis right in the face. Just jade his ass up, man. Like, no problem. He just jade the nigga right in his face. Look, Anthony Davis, what, 6'10", 6'11", right?
He at least 7 feet.
Yeah, there you go. 7 feet. And, you know, he mouthed for him. So, what is it? What, Ariza Bobas? I think Ariza like 6'8", something like that. 6'7"?
6'8", 6'9", somewhere up there. He pretty long.
Yeah. He long. Yeah, he long. He gonna give him some problems. But I get an edge to KD. And who else? Who else we got? We got, I say JaVale McGee, because they've been starting McGee. JaVale McGee versus Capella. Goofiest matchup ever.
I like Capella.
I'll give Capella the edge. You know, McGee ball was 7'2", 7'1".
Yeah.
But he's just a bonehead. You know? I'm giving the edge to Capella right there. Defensively and offensively, because Capella play D.
He do.
And he's very, like, on offense, he catches, you know, alley-oops, and they look for him out there, so.
He's a good finisher.
He's a great finisher. Great finisher. So, edge to Capella. Who did I miss?
So, we missing the four. So
yeah.
It's either P.J. Tucker that starts at the four, or it's Mbah Mute.
Versus Draymond.
You got to give Draymond the edge. Either way.
Yeah.
So let's just say it's Mbah Mute. You know what I mean? I like Houston bench. You know what I mean? Like, they got people that can put the ball in the hole. You got Ryan Anderson. People probably forgot about.
Who?
Ryan Anderson, white boy.
Oh, yeah. Shoot threes, yeah.
We'll definitely bang the three. You got Eric Gordon. You got Gerald Green. You got Joe Johnson. You got Nene.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean.
They actually have a better bench than Golden State.
I agree. And if
by a lot, though. But
Mikey P out there, I got to check his minutes, see how much they playing him.
Yeah.
I hope he gets as many minutes as they want to give him, because he's going to jerk it. He does not value the ball, you know what I mean? And a lot of times that's what it comes down to in these championships, in the conference championships and the finals, how much you value the ball. And then how much the IQ of the players on your team, how much you realize that every possession counts, you know what I mean? And he does not. So I want him to get as many minutes as they're going to give him.
Yeah, because on that bench, you got him, you got Quinn Cook, you got Iguodala. I'm not even going to count Pachulia. He's going to probably be in there somehow, but Pachulia. Looney, the youngster, tall, leggy youngster, Looney. Who else? It's one
David
more.
David West.
David West, the ancient but always reliable David West.
Nobody wants no sauce with David West.
Nobody wants smoke with that nigga.
You know, good ass fight. I know this is way off track, but David West and my man James Johnson. Nigga sleeping on James Johnson. This nigga's like a eighth, ninth degree black belt.
I was gonna say they in the kung fu and all that, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, like.
Notice nobody wants no sauce with him neither.
And look, and he goes at nigga. I be saying he goes at niggas.
Cause he can.
Yeah. He was going. Who did they play? Philly. He was going at Simmons hard. Like, hey, what,
mm-hmm.
what? You said something.
I think I like that Houston bench better though. I mean, you got
they get the edge. They get the edge.
You got I think we might have forgot Sean Livingston.
Oh, yeah.
You got West, and you got Iguodala. But other than that, the rest of them can jerk it, too. I like Houston bench.
No, they get the edge. I'm sitting here thinking of, like, Gordon. Gordon gonna come to play. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Gerald Green been playing good. He's still kind of erratic, I guess, in a way. He's still kind of unpredictable because, you know, he ain't been, you know, he's just unpredictable. He's been playing well, though. I ain't gonna take nothing from him. Who else? You said Tucker?
Tucker.
Nene, yeah. Some of those matchups won't cancel out, but yeah, Houston gets the edge. But overall, I'm gonna go with Golden State. Just safe bet. I'm gonna just place a safe bet and say Golden State, just because they battle tested champions. You got to go with the champion, I guess, but. You know, I ask you this, Hood. If you was the coach of Houston, what would be your strategy? What would be one of the main things you would tell your squad? Okay, this is what we got to do to win.
Make it ugly.
Meaning,
get all up in them, body them. That's how you get shooters off their rhythm. You know what I mean? They're all shooters. You know what I mean? So you get them off their rhythm. That's the only thing that you can really do. I mean, the greatest shooters, you know, the best you can do is contest. You know what I mean? So it needs to be a physical series for Houston. It can't just be business as usual. All right, we're going to go out here and play ball. Nah. You got to get physical. Gotta be some text. Somebody might kind of get thrown out. You know what I mean? But it needs to be physical.
Yeah. I don't know if Houston got that in him. Some of them dudes on that team got that in him. Well, Tucker definitely does. He's definitely halfway goon.
Chris Paul
got it in him.
Gives no fucks.
Nene. Yeah, he's junior goon. Harden, he doesn't know. Don't even count that nigga.
Not Harden.
Ariza's gonna make it tough.
Yeah.
Gerald Green, I don't really know. I mean, he's a nigga. He's a nigga, nigga. He might do some shit. Yeah,
you gotta put the battery in his back, though.
Yeah.
And who am I missing? I'm looking at their roster. Bob Mute is not really like that, but
he's not a physical type goon Oakley ass nigga. So,
and Joe Johnson's definitely not.
No. He's just in there strictly to get buckets and run slow.
But hey, like I was saying before, you know what I mean? If you take Joe Johnson and throw him in a post, like he could probably punish some people. So.
Yeah, because he's a big dude. He's not no small joker, man. He's 6'8", 2'2". He kind of like LeBron size.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it all depends on how D'Antoni uses him. Now, if I'm Golden State.
Well, yeah, speaking of D'Antoni, so since we brought him up as the coach, he's not saying none of that. So it's going to have to go up. It's going to have to fall on one of the assistants because he's just – he's strictly scheming for offense. You know what I mean? He wants the score to be 150 to 148. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He don't care about defense.
Yeah, they wouldn't even play defense. You know what I mean? It would just be half court.
Big three. if I was Steve Kerr, I mean, my thing would just be like, all right, I mean. I don't know. I don't know how I would go at Houston. I mean, I would make Harden work on defense. That would be one of my main priorities. We gonna make him work on defense off top. Him and CP3.
As far as running around picks.
Running around picks, get him in some ISOs, try to draw some early. You know what I mean? We gonna attack them two first. And they're very well capable of doing that with Steph and Klay. Yeah, they can do that. So, And I'm sure Houston gonna do the same thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, Clay one of the most best defensive guards in the league. So
I'm trying to figure it out, but I feel like Harden's not even gonna guard him. I'm trying to figure out how that's gonna work, but because they don't want him running. He don't want to be running around picks.
So the only other person he could check is Draymond Green. He's not going to check Steph.
No, he's not going to check Durant either.
He's not going to check Durant. I mean, he wouldn't have no business being on JaVale McGee or nobody like that, 7 feet tall. But only person I could see is Draymond. Right?
Yeah, I mean, even though he don't look like he plays hard, like, he's strong, bro.
Talking about Harden?
Yeah, I am. No,
he's jacked.
I think people sleeping on how strong he is. I mean, it just – even if you just look at him offensively, you know what I mean? Like, he draws the most fouls. I was just looking at it during the break. He draws more fouls shooting threes and gets the shot off than five other NBA teams.
So he, how many fouls does Harden average a game? I'm gonna say what?
I couldn't find how many actual fouls. I need to do a deeper look for that. But it said that he averages 9 free throw attempts. Dang. But I couldn't find how many actual fouls he draws.
I mean, that's basically the same stat. I mean, because he gets to the line like 10, 11 times every game.
He said he averaged 9, so he going like 5 times.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, but you gotta calculate him though, because he gets and one, he gets, you know, 3 and 1. You know what I mean? That's only one shot. Say there's no way he draws less than 10 fouls a game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So.
Before you get into the bonus, and I mean, it don't work every time when he tries to do the rip through and all that. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily get the shot off every time, but dude draws a lot of fouls, man.
Yeah. So Clay, you know, Clay gonna have to work. Clay's used to it though. I think Clay's used to doing stuff like this, so it's gonna be a tough matchup for him. But you know, Harden's gonna get his regardless, or is he? Cause I mean, right. he's been known to disappear during times like this. I think he's ready this year. I'm gonna try to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I'm not really subscribing to that. You know what I mean? I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think, you know, how they talk about Harden and Chris Paul. You know what I mean? They're not people that really mentally be checked out. You know what I mean? Like, I really don't feel like you're gonna mentally, you know, frustrate them.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Tim, who you think gonna win? Tim, damn, you came on kind of late. We get right back on, but you say you pick Golden State, right?
Yeah, over Houston, yeah, I'm gonna take them. I think they got more.
Now, you know? piggybacking off what me and Hood was talking about before you came, I asked Hood, you know, if you was the coach for the Rockets, what would you do? If you was the coach for Golden State, what would you do? Now, we're gonna come back and do the same thing for Cleveland and Boston. See what y'all think. Me too. You know, if you was Brad Stevens, what would you do? If you was Tyronn Lue, what would you do to stop the other team? So,
you mean if you was LeBron James?
Yeah. If you was LeBron, the LeBron Cavaliers, what would you do?
You already got LeBronto, so.
Hey. Yeah. So.
LeBron,
yeah, Drake was looking hurt too, by the way. I think it was looking real hurt.
Right. He thought they was cool
with the Sergio Tacchini outfit on at the game. Blowing
y'all see him at Perkins?
Yeah.
Nah, I didn't see that.
Perkins smashed that nigga.
Oh, Drake got some big security, man.
Yeah.
Real matchup.
But yeah, look, we gonna be right back at y'all. Give us a minute, man. We gonna come right back, Cleveland and Boston. Sports and Stuff Radio, Hood, Tim, Cool B. We coming right back, man. My bad. Yeah, I don't know what was going on with my mic, your mic, but my joint was fucking up. But anyway, Sports and Stuff Radio, we right back. Yeah. We got Tim. Yeah, I hear you, Tim. We got Tim, we got Hood. Be cool, cool, because it's never that serious. We back here talking about the NBA playoffs, the matchups, strategies. What would you do if, you know, we talking about Cleveland and Boston. If you were Brad Stevens or if you were Tyronn Lue, what would your strategy be to stop the other? If you was Brad Stevens, what would you do right now? What would be the first thing you would do?
I would make somebody other than LeBron beat me. I mean, if Love gonna hit 10 threes, all right.
Gotta live with it.
Yeah. I'm probably coming off of everybody, but the least is Korver, you know what I mean? I let JR do his thing. JR will jerk it eventually. Because he's not mentally focused enough. But yeah, make somebody else beat you.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know LeBron's gonna find the open man. Right?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I think he's gonna pretty much get here. He's pretty much unstoppable. We know that. But
and for a game, you might be able to steal a game where he's overpassing. If you double him high, you know what I mean, and you get the ball out of his hand, you might be able to steal a game with him overpassing. Cause he wants to make the right play, you know what I mean? And his IQ is so high that he might give you one.
Yeah.
Difference.
Yeah. I mean, if I was Brad Stevens, we're not gonna stop LeBron. We're not gonna stop him. But, you know, when I was, like I said, back in the days, my coach, I had a coach that told me, man, look, just look for the bitch. That was his strategy. His strategy was that once you find a bitch, you can beat him. So Cleveland, they starting five. They pretty weak at the point guard. Well, not weak, yeah. George Hill, he's respectable, but who else? They got George Hill, Bron, Kevin Love,
JR, Korver.
That's their starting five?
Yeah.
Man, you could pick your pull. Look, make JR beat you.
Yeah.
Make him do that JR shit.
Mm-hmm.
George Hill, and you'll live with George Hill getting a bucket or two.
And on JR, I mean, off of talent alone, and I said this before, people balked at it, but if you look at him, he should be one of the top five two guards in the league, dog.
Just based off how athletic he is.
And his range, his handle.
Yeah.
He's basically DeRozan with a three. You know what I mean? He might not be as long as DeRozan, but he got them hops. You know what I mean? But his focus ain't there.
He's a playground nigga. Like he's like a dude that, yeah, he's just like a dude that didn't make the NBA. You know what I mean? Bro, like one of them dudes.
He got to the NBA off the McDonald's All-American game.
Oh yeah, no, I'm just saying he's one of them dudes that is like, if he didn't make the NBA, you would know why.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like if he was in, you know, at a rec center or in one of those leagues somewhere balling, hey, this nigga can't go.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck wrong with him though? Mm-hmm. Oh that.
Yep.
No doubt. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
So and you know, with Cleveland, he played good defense. I give him, he played good defense, but he's a streak shooter. You never know what you're gonna get with that dude.
And I don't remember the last time I heard him going for 30. So yeah, make him beat you.
Yeah.
Focus. He got the talent. Focus ain't good.
Yeah, because make JR beat you. Kevin Love, you know, Kevin Love was hit or miss. He's gonna get a few now, but I guess that'll be it. Make JR beat me. Make George Hill beat me. Don't leave him too open, but give him a hand, you know, on the kickouts. Go from there. Now, if you were Cleveland, what you gonna do with Boston? Because they done had some dudes that, you know, Rozier. I'm a Rozier fan now, man. I rock
with Rozier.
Like, he kind of came out of, I ain't say he came out of nowhere, but I just didn't think he was gonna be this good this early. I mean, you know, people sleeping on like the fact that him and Donovan Mitchell played together in college.
Mm-hmm. Didn't Donovan Mitchell lose like a bunch of weight? I think he lost a lot of weight because he seemed bigger at Louisville.
He might have. I mean,
I rocked with Louisville.
Yeah, but that just tells you how much talent it is in college basketball. Because, you know, I didn't know they had all that. At Louisville, it's like, all right, Louisville got some. They got the horses as usual. I mean, they got some good niggas on the team, but
they also had Harrell at the same time.
Who?
He got a weird name. It's something Harrell.
You talking about Denzel? Montrezl Harrell.
Mm-hmm.
Harrell, big joker. He in the pros too, I think, somewhere.
Yep. But they was all young. Like, they left real early. Like, they left after like their sophomore years.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's crazy that, you know, Rozier. They was all. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. They was out there getting the parties. I'd have been at Louisville too.
hey, look, they were part of that. They were part of that clique, huh?
And that might be why they left so soon.
With the Andre McGee and all that other stuff was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's not get it twisted. Like, it doesn't happen at every school, every big time school.
For sure.
But, you know,
it's not what you do, it's how you do it, man.
Yeah.
If you Andre McGee, you on back page. Come on, dog.
Was it what?
I don't know. That should sound.
That's what I'm say.
You know the fans is coming for you, dog.
Yeah, you tripping. You tripping.
Anybody.
You tripping. But yeah. Back to the matchup. If I'm Cleveland, I don't know, man. Cleveland, the Boston also, they got Morris too. I forgot about him. They got Morris, Rozier, Horford, who's been playing great basketball.
He always solid though.
What'd you say?
He always solid.
Yeah, it's just kind of being emphasized, I guess, because it's playoffs now. He's doing so well.
You got the two young dudes. You got Tatum.
Yeah. Brown. White. And the white boy been playing. Baines. He been playing all right, too. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he's definitely.
Playing his role.
Yeah, playing his role. And I think that's the key with Boston, man. I think that's the key that the coach has instilled, like, look, man, we just gonna play D. We gonna lock down, and everybody play their role. I mean, and just play free. It seems like you give them a lot of freedom out there too. So,
getting smart
and smart. They got all them dudes is tough. All
He's
of them.
A wild card. Smart is the wild card, man.
Yeah, he can get you out the game quick or put you back in.
It's gonna be interesting, man.
Yeah.
I got smart and LeBron coming at it. That's gonna happen.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we're gonna. Texas. Yeah, it's, you know, he's gonna get at least one flagrant on LeBron. Because none of them other dudes on the Celtics seem like they dirty like that.
But yeah, Morris ain't going back down either.
Yeah, Morris is a goon, man. He's team goon, just like the other Morris on the Wizards.
One is more than the other, and I can't remember which one it is.
I think they play better when they're on the same team.
You ain't even lying.
Anyway,
I think that the new front office wants to deal with that thing.
What you mean?
They kind of had cases too. And if you put them together, like you can deal with one, but then, like, sometimes the sum is greater than the parts, man. I mean, you put them together, you get that production. You get the synchronicity on the part, but off the part, what are you dealing with? You see what I'm saying? Because they own click. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's what people are scared of. Because the production, we've seen the production, you know what I mean? You know what you're going to get out of that.
Yeah.
I think people are just scared of, you know, them being divisive, putting them together, being divisive.
Yeah, because they're not going, you know, they're going to always take up for each other regardless. So, you know, right or wrong. So that, you're right. That could, like, throw a wedge in there. Yeah, so, you know, they got Morris. They got some ruffians. They got some rough riders on that team. I mean, compared to Cleveland ain't really got no rough riders. They got, you know, Korver. He's not a rough rider. J.R. Smith, he's just like a dickhead rough, like a
tie your shoes at the foul line.
Yeah, like he's that guy.
Oh my god, J.R.
They don't have no real physical get down and dirty type dudes. Love to get down there and battle a little bit, but he's not.
Nah, but he's not that physical presence. Like
yeah,
that.
He's not. You know, the closest thing they got is Tristan Thompson. He's physical. He get dirty down there. That's about it. I don't know anybody else.
See Nance get some more light, man. I like Nance. I like his athleticism.
Yeah, he's like raw talent.
Mm-hmm.
Raw talent, man. Clarkson, yeah, they got Clarkson too. Clarkson, he didn't do too much last series. You know, he might break out this series because, you know, this is a younger team that they got to play against. You know, yeah, these young dudes, they pretty much cancel each other out to a certain extent. They all erratic, so.
They need Hood to step it up.
And they need Hood. They need Hood to play.
That dude Hood is a thug.
Yeah, he can ball.
We'll get it in.
He can ball. He young. So, you know, he going to act like a young nigga at times. You know what I'm saying? Shit like this. I read an article. He ain't want to go into the game or something like that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, like, you know, I get it. Put it like this from his perspective. I get it. But you got to go in the game still, dog. Like,
it was a lot of time in that game. It wasn't like, oh, going for 2 minutes.
Nah, they said they tried to put, the coach tried to put him in with 7 seconds left in the game.
I heard it was way more than that.
Okay.
I heard it was way earlier, but they was already up by, like, he hadn't played all game, and they was already up by, like, 25-30.
Okay. I mean,
either way.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, regardless.
You go in the game.
You a pro, dog. Get your ass in. You get paid for this, man. Get your ass in the game, man.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we gonna see. You know, we gonna.
Hood is talented, though, man.
No, Hood's a dookie. He can play.
He's definitely talented.
Hold up, was he on the same team with Tatum? Was he on the same team at Duke?
Nah, Texas Tatum only stayed 1 year, and Hood came out the year before. I forget. Somebody else came out with Hood. And Hood is a transfer, too. So he's older.
Oh, okay. Got you. Okay. Yeah, that's right. He came from somewhere else. Yeah.
Which Duke doesn't really do either. You know what I mean? So that's kind of a testament to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So you know, Cleveland gonna need all them dudes to play. Like I said, they're not gonna just walk over Boston. Boston gonna come, and Boston got home court advantage.
I don't think that really matters though against LeBron, to be honest with you.
You don't think so?
Not really. Not when you've been to the finals. How many times in a row?
Eight. That's wild, right? That's wild.
That's crazy, man. That's
wild, dog. That's like, why wouldn't you want to play with him? Why wouldn't you want to be him to be on your team? Like,
no, you gotta ask Kyrie about that.
Yeah, I mean Kyrie got a different mentality, man. You know, he said he tight with Kobe, so he got a whole different vibe going on. He from Jersey, right? Kyrie.
Yeah, he from Montclair.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. He went to the private school for 2 years, and then he transferred to St. Patrick's in Newark. He played with somebody in the NBA too. He played with Michael Kidd Gilchrist at St. Patrick's.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Jersey got some goals, man. Who's got
JR from there too?
Right.
Montclair, I want to say he's from one of the Oranges, but he went to a private school, another private school in Newark.
Yeah,
St. Benedict's.
Yeah, man. What was I gonna say? God damn, I lost my train of thought. But yeah, Jersey got some hoopers, man. Not that I ever doubted that. Anyway,
Kyle Anderson, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his godfather's Rod Strickland.
His pops, Kyrie pops, played like in Australia or some shit like that.
Yeah. So he born and bred to play ball.
Yeah, you wonder why it's handled that way, right? Rod Strickland. There you go.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, which might I add before we go, Rod Strickland is one of the most underrated point guards ever in history. In history. Like, and he's still out here, you know. He coached Kentucky, I think. He coached for Kentucky, I think. Wherever Calipari go, he ends up too. So he's smart. He's a smart dude, man. Because he was with him when he was in Memphis. So, oh yeah, he know where to follow, man. That's good shit.
Strickland did his thing everywhere he went. He moved around a lot too. You know what I'm saying? He went to a lot of different teams, which is probably why people sleep on him so much.
Mm-hmm.
People that he went to Oak Hill.
When he was here, when Strickland was here, he was a nigga. What'd you say?
You knew he went to Oak Hill?
Who?
Rod Strickland.
Nah. No idea. I just know when he was here, man, he was off the hook. Shout out to Rod Strickland, man. He used to be in the Go-Go's, man. Straight up. Yeah, straight up. Yeah, like.
He played for 10 teams, man.
Damn, we might have named the next show, we might have named them teams out. I just know it was Knicks, the Bullets. I don't know the other ones.
I only remember the first five. I know he was on San Antonio.
Yeah, sure enough. Yeah, he's San Antonio, yeah.
I'm looking at it, so. But Knicks, Spurs, he was on Portland twice.
Yeah, he was.
But in between that, he was in Washington. And he went to Miami, he went to Florida, Orlando, Toronto, Houston. I don't remember one of those things.
Wow.
But the first couple,
wow. That's crazy. That man been around the world. But, yeah, man, Sports and Stuff Radio, man. We had a great show tonight. Hood, Tim, going to put it on tomorrow. Hopefully everybody get to listen to it. Everybody have a good weekend, man. Watch them games. And when, you know, the first game is Sunday, Cleveland versus Boston. Till then, man, we going to see y'all, man. I'll holler at you, Hood.
All right, bro.
All right.
Let's go. The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.